He tossed the. All right. Today's message is called Manure for Life. Manure for life, amen? And it doesn't mean like you're going to have manure for life. It means the manure that we have in our lives. Let me give you the definition of fertilizer. Any material as manure, chemicals put on or in the soil to improve the quality or quantity of plant growth. How many of you guys know that fertilizer, a lot of fertilizer has manure in it? Did you guys know that? Because we have a bunch of fields around here, right? We grew up around cows. If you grew up around Buckeye, you know there's that cow smell, the famous cow smell in Buckeye, amen? The beautiful smell of Buckeye, amen? That's what it is. And so, now I want to tell you about a farm. There's a farm in Florida. And what they do is it's a dairy farm, okay? And what they do is they take the poop, the manure, and they produce electricity from that. Now, to me, I thought that was amazing to me, okay? Now, what they do is they process this. They have like this big, it's like this 2 football field, big concrete slab. And they put the manure in it. It's about 16 feet deep, okay, 2 football fields. And it's covered, right? It's this big old swimming pool concrete slab of manure. Covered on top. The top is concrete too. And in about 21, somewhere a little bit before 30 days, they put it in there, and what happens is it starts to produce this chemical, methane gas. The methane gas, what they do from there is they use the methane gas and run it to a generator. The generator will produce 1 megawatt of energy. That's enough to power 425 houses. That's pretty amazing. All from manure. Turn my mic down a little bit. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, that's good. So go ahead and put that those verses. They're on that W right there. Click that. So let's go to 1 Peter. If you have your Bibles, go there. If you want to read it from there, we can read it from there. 1 Peter, verse 3. Praise be to God, the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into the inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith and are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you are greatly rejoiced, though now for a little while you may have had suffer grief in all kinds of trials. For a little while. It says that you may have suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. So what it's saying here is that through your hard times, through the things that you're going through, my brother here touched a little bit about it's not easy. When you're trying to do good, when you're trying to be good, it's not easy. You're going to go through some things. If you go through some things when you're not trying to do good, yeah, you're going to go through some things when you are trying to do good. But the Bible says that it is here, and all these things that you go through may result in what? Praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. So the things that you're going through, the things that all the mess, all the manure that you're going through will result in praise and glory and honor for Jesus Christ. Amen. Can I get an amen? See, it may not seem like that at first. Let's go to the next verse. Roll it down. James 1, verse 2. James chapter 1, verse 2. That's it. And it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. The testing of your faith will produce perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Let me tell you something. That a lot of people always tell me, okay, and like my brother was saying, a lot of people always say, oh, I want to do great things for God. I'm going to be a minister. I'm going to do all these things. And we've seen in our ministry and us going through to different places and different places. I'm going to tell you something. You guys started out with what, like 7 members? 7 members in their group. 7 of them. Now there's only 2. It's not for the weak. I had a brother tell me, Pastor David, I'm doing everything that I can. I'm doing what the Bible says. I just can't seem to get a break. I can't seem to do this, and everything's coming against me. And well, you might be doing everything, but I told them, but you're still complaining. You're still complaining. As long as you're complaining about what you're going through, you're going to keep on going through it over and over and over again. It's like trying to take a test, and you keep on failing, and it's like, oh, man. Then you do it again. I've done that many times. Now, the way you see your life, the way you see your troubles will produce a different outcome. And it says, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete. See, all these trials, all these things coming against you, all these things that you're going through, these are here to make you mature, to make you complete. See, I'm gonna tell you something. I couldn't be up here if I hadn't have gone through the things that I went through. If it was an easy thing just to be a pastor, then everybody would be a pastor. To whom much is given, much is required. You want to be great for God? You want to do great things in your life? Well, then you're going to have to go through some mess. You're going to have some manure in your life. It's just, that's the way it is. Anybody that's ever built a big corporation or a big company or anything successful, they had to go through some mess. Might be family problems. It might be, you know, work related. It might be minister related. It doesn't matter. Right? But the way you see that, the way you see all the mess that is coming against you will make the biggest difference. Verse 12, it says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. So after you've gone through all the mess, all the stuff that you can go through in this life, if you keep your eyes on the prize, like my brother said, if you keep your eyes on Jesus Christ, you will receive the crown of life. You will receive his promises. Now, a lot of the times, and I've said it over and over and over again, you're doing a great job. You're going there. It might be kind of hard, and you're almost at the finish line, but then you quit right when it's right there, and you turn back around. And now you have to start all over. See, What I was telling you guys about this process, how the manure and all these things, right, it creates this methane gas, and it creates energy. Now, think about it, okay? Think about this. It's manure, okay? Think about it. It's manure. So while everybody else was saying, man, how are we going to get rid of this? How are we going to get, you know, how are we going to get rid of all this manure? What are we going to do with this? One person dared to look at it differently. Right? One person dared to look at that problem and say, I wonder if I can make energy out of this. Now, first of all, I would have looked at him like he was crazy. He crazy. So, how you see things in life will produce your life's outcome. Your perspective. When you see all these obstacles in your life coming at you, you can say, whoa, God doesn't love me. Whoa, God doesn't care. Well, I'm going through this. Nobody cares for this. Nobody wants to help me out and all this and poor me. I'm going through all this. You can look at it that way, or you can rejoice and say, all these things that are coming against me in my life, all these things that are trying to work against me, all these things are just going to produce my character. My character is going to produce perseverance. I'm going to keep on moving forward. And when it's all finished, God's going to have a great work within me. See, like I said, everybody was looking at this manure and this dairy, and they saw a problem. One person dared to look at it different and say, let's do something with it. Even think about it before, right? Whoever thought that manure was good for plants, to grow plants and to grow crops and all that? Think about it. I mean, who would have, Manure, yeah, put it on a plant. Somebody dared to look at things differently, if you really think about it, right? Somebody had a bright idea and said, you know what, I think I can use this somehow. See, and you just thought it was crap. Can I say crap? I can say crap. You just thought it was crap. Dung, crap. You thought it was stinking, no good for nothing, pile of dung, right? These things in your life, you think it's crap. You think, oh, this is just a pile of dung in my life. This is all messed up. Why? But you should be thinking, nah, this is building me to be stronger. This is making me grow. The process when you plant something in the ground and then you put fertilizer on top of it, sometimes that fertilizer don't smell good. Now, a lot of the times now, you know, there's some compost. Compost is a bunch of, you know, trash. It's fruits and all that stuff, and they compost it, and they use, I'm looking at some videos. I don't know how to plant, okay? So I was doing my research. But it's pretty interesting. Because the compost, they take all these, like, banana peels and all these things, right? And half-eaten tomato, whatever, all these things. And they put it all together, and they put grass, a little bit of grass, and they wet it, and it starts to stink really bad, right? But somewhere along that process, it begins to be good. Somewhere along that process, it becomes fertilizer for plants. It becomes fertilizer for a lot of things to grow. Your vegetables, what you eat. If you grow your own garden, you know what I'm talking about. Your tomatoes, your all these plants that you enjoy, at one point or another had some stinky stuff on them. But those stinky stuff, that manure, that fertilizer was helping it grow. It was giving it minerals, vitamins, nutrients that was going to help it flourish to what it needed to be. The things in your life that you thought it just stinked, it was no good, it was all this, it was that, all those things are not working against you. They are working for you. Understand that God can take those things and make it for you, to raise you up, to grow you up, to produce the great in you that is in you, but you don't know how to bring it out. This is the way to bring it out. We had a lot of brothers in here that said, I'm going to be great for the Lord. I'm going to. And guess what? They didn't plant themselves. Once that stinky stuff started coming around, they're like, oh, I'm out of here. They were gone. If only they would have just let that help them grow, they would have been complete for God. See, sometimes we make our own manure and we kind of piling it on ourselves. Well, is that God's plan? Sometimes it's not. It's not God's plan. Sometimes we bring those stuff upon us because our nature, because our sinful nature that, oh, I don't want to hear that. I'm going to do my own thing, God. I got this. And so we step in it, right? We step in that mess, the manure. We step in it. That's right. Some of us. I was in it. I was roaming around. I didn't even thought that it smelled bad. That's what I thought. Till God shined his light upon it and said, nah. But you know what? I'm going to use that. I'm going to use that to your advantage. I'm going to turn it around. Just let me turn it around. Just plant and be rooted in me and watch how you will grow. I'm going to use all those things that happened to you. All those things that were meant for bad, I'm going to use them for good, to be nutrients and vitamins for your life. That's when you get those drums and you go, because I needed a shout right there. I need to get my praise on just for myself. If this ain't speaking to you, that's for myself then. I know God is good. God is good, amen? See, maybe you had some loss, betrayals, disappointments, some hurt, pain, job issues, family issues, loved ones that are hurting you. Maybe you had some of that. Why this? Why that? Not fair, God, not fair, right? Why we shout for God? Not fair, it's not fair. See, it may not look good right now. It may not feel good right now. It may not smell good right now. It may not. But change your perspective to its fertilizer. It's fertilizer for my life. It's manure for my life. Change your perspective on how you look at what is happening to your life. Change it. Change your perspective. Why? Because it's only going to make you stronger. It's only going to prepare you. It's only going to create the great that God made in you. It's going to prepare you for your destiny. It's going to prepare you to be what God has called you to be. Not what man has called you to be, but what God has created you to be. I went through a lot of trials once I turned Christian. I went through a lot of trials. And sometimes I would complain all the time. And I would seem to go through it over and over and over. But then I begin to change my perspective. I would praise him. I love to praise God. Praise is being thankful for God. Worship. Praise and worship. Once you get into worship, I'll tell you what. True worship, you don't care what is going on. You don't care if God doesn't do anything else for you because he has already died and gave you life, eternal life and salvation. That's a true worship. When you say, God, I don't care if you never do anything for me again. Lord, you have done enough. That's true worship. He has done enough. He has. He died on the cross for you. He died on the cross for me. He took our punishment, put it on himself, and said, I'll go through this. I'll suffer. That's true worship. See, God is good. You cannot reach your highest potential without having manure in your life. Understand that. You can't. You can't. It's not working against you. Let it work for you. Let God deal with it. Hand it over to God and said, God, I made a mess. God, I'm going through all this. God, you see what I'm dealing with, Lord God, but you know what? I'm going to praise you through it anyways. I'm going to bless your name. I'm going to keep my head up because I know that you are a good God. Because I know that you are a faithful God. Even though I'm not faithful, Lord God, I know you are. So I'm just going to hand it to you. I'm going to let you deal with it in my life, Lord. And watch him. Watch what he begins to do. Watch what he begins to do in your life. He'll begin to do a work. All that stinky stuff, all that mess that you might have put on yourself, or maybe it wasn't fair. Maybe somebody else put it on you. Doesn't matter. Let God deal with it. Let God deal with it. He will create something great out of that. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. All things. I'll read it again. Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So God, all those things that come against you, all those things that are there, some people might have threw them at you, some people might have tried to hurt you, all those things, God will turn them around and create something positive out of it. See, I can now counsel a lot of people because of all the mess that I've been through. I know. I've been in a mental institution. I've been divorced. I've gone through some mess. I've tried to commit suicide. Now, those were all the messes that I made. But now God uses those messes because I handed my life over to him. And he uses all that mess that I put myself through, right? And he uses it for good. I remember talking to some people while they were going through things like that, while they were going through suicides, while they were, you know, while they were depressed and all these things. And I can say, you know what, brother, you know what, sister, I've been there. This is not the end. Amen. This is not the end. So all the mess that you did back then, maybe all the mess that you did yesterday, give it to God. Let him deal with your mess. Don't start complaining. Don't start giving up. Don't say, well, it's just, this church thing is not working. I'm just going to go back. No. Let God create something. Give it some time. Get rooted. Like my brother said, get rooted in God. Read your Bible. Pray to him every day. every day. Amen. The longer you delay, the longer it takes for the process. A lot of the times we as Christians, we delay the process because we don't want to go through mess. So we start delaying the process. No. I don't want. Let the process. Let God do the process in him. He's going to finish a good work. Whatever he started in you, he will finish it. Amen. He will do it. What he wants you to become, what he has called you to be, he is going to do it. If you allow him, though. That's the key word. Will you allow him today? Will you allow him? He's a perfect gentleman. He's a perfect gentleman. He died on the cross for you. But it is a gift. It is a gift. And he doesn't force it on you. He gives it to you. Now, it is our choice to reject it or to accept it. Change your perspective. I'm rhyming, huh? I'm a rapper, so I can't help it sometimes. It comes out of me, even when I'm not trying to. But let him do the work, amen? Let him do the work. Change your perspective. Don't start complaining. Don't start whining about things, situations. It doesn't matter. Listen, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who hurt you. It doesn't matter how bad it was. It didn't kill you, did it? You are still here. That means God has a purpose and a plan for your life. That means God is not done with you yet. Let's stand up. Change your perspective. Let whatever mess in your life, whatever you're going through, whatever you have dealt with, use that to your advantage. Give it to God. See, I'm not about being this religious type and telling you, well, you have to change the way you dress. You have to change the way you comb your hair, the way you tie your shoes. That's all religion. Jesus said, I have come to set you free. I have come to set the captives free. A lot of religious people, they hated Jesus Christ because he wasn't religious. He picked 12 sinners to be his disciples. He didn't grab them from the church. He grabbed them from the streets. And they weren't perfect. They had a lot of things that were happening to them. A lot of trials that they were going through. But the amazing part about it is they walked with Jesus day and night. They went with him everywhere he went. We need to put Jesus Christ with us everywhere we go, day and night. We need to be with him. And then Jesus died for them and they became these apostles and they went all around preaching the gospel. God was using them. And what happened is they went through trials. They went through tribulations. They even died for what they believed. But I am thankful that they were willing to do that. Just like my brother here is willing to go to the places that nobody else is willing to go and tell them about Jesus Christ. Amen? Because they need to hear it. They need to hear it. Thank you, Jesus. So this is my question to you. Change your perspective. Let what's happened in your life, let whatever is happening or has happened in your life, your past, let God work that for good. that which was meant to kill you will make you stronger if you let God. The Bible says that Joseph went through a lot of things, and they sold him into slavery. They put him in prison. And he was a righteous man. He was a good man. Didn't do nothing wrong. All these things happened to him. But he stayed faithful to God. And at the end, he became ruler of everything. Now, the process ain't easy. You ain't gonna like the process. You won't like it at all. Let God work that for good.